Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkel of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. Yesterday, January 14th, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association's Feeder Council held its annual Beyond the Bunk event at the North Dakota State University Carrington Research Extension Center near Carrington. NDSU Livestock Environmental Management Specialist Mary Kina discussed the value of manure, including manure management, nutrient variability, and spreader patterns. Former NDSU Extension Veterinarian and Livestock Stewardship Specialist Dr. Gerald Stucka gave a presentation entitled Something Old, Something New, What About Therapies?, where he discussed feedlot management and new tools available, including the case studies behind them. Van On and Company concluded the program with a presentation on the history and trajectory of the current cattle market and strategies to secure profitable margins in volatile environments. Thank you to all who attended. A full recap of the event will be available in the February issue of the North Dakota Stockman. The United States Postal Service is making changes for 2026, including the postmark process, which could mean late fees and penalties for anyone mailing time-sensitive documents, such as tax returns or bill payments. That's not all. Rising shipping rates and post office modernization also are on the way for this new year. While the cost of a first-class mail stamp, currently 78 cents, is not set to rise at this time, shipping costs for Priority Mail, Priority Mail Express, USPS Ground Advantage, and Parcel Select rates will rise effective January 18th. USPS also announced redesigned, technology-forward lobbies are coming to retail locations nationwide. The new postmark rule took effect December 24th of last year, 2025, and affects mail dropped in a mailbox or blue postal box where postmarks will be applied at regional sorting facilities, so the date stamped will be when the processing begins, not when you mail it. Tax payments, charitable contributions, legal filings, rent payments, and other bills or items that rely on postmark dates for deadlines can be affected by later postmarks and risk late fees, penalties, or delinquency. Time-sensitive mail should be mailed several days before deadline, the USPS says, or you can go inside to a post office and specifically ask for it to be hand-stamped postmarked on the date you mailed it. The increase in USPS shipping rates will take effect on Monday. Prices are based on the package's weight and the distance shipped. For 96 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkel signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.